It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans who receive monthly food benefits will see a boost starting next month. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, called SNAP, will raise benefits 21%. That's an extra $36 per person per month for food for low-income families. The increase reflects changes in food prices. Nearly a 500,000 Coloradans get the benefits every month. Colorado Congressman Ed Perlmutter has a new approach to try to get the U.S. Senate to approve his marijuana bank bill. It would let financial institutions work with marijuana businesses in states where it's legal. Perlmutter has successfully added it to a defense spending bill in the House, which will have to be worked out in a conference committee with the Senate. Representative Perlmutter.
And we've got to make sure that safe banking stays in the bill as part of the conference. This isn't over by any stretch, but it's a good step.
The bill has been passed by the House several times, but blocked by opponents in the Senate. A four-day mountain bike race begins today in Colorado Springs. The top finishers in the Pikes Peak Apex will share at least $25,000 in prize money. The course covers around 110 miles. This is the second year for the race. It ends Sunday in Cheyenne Canyon on the city's south side. A section of the popular Rainbow Trail in Fremont County will be rerouted. KRCC's Mike Purcell has more.
A nearly four-mile section of the trail was initially damaged during the Hayden Creek fire in 2016. Flooding further eroded the trail. The unusable portion will be rerouted from the San Isabel National Forest to an area overseen by the Bureau of Land Management. The change will also include a new access point at the end of a Fremont County road, which will allow for limited parking and a trailer-friendly turnaround. Construction is expected to start next year. Once complete, the section will be open, as before, to foot, horse, bicycle, and e-bike traffic. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
And there's more news at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.